Welcome, gamers. Get ready for an action-packed ride on this week's episode of The Essay Files. We're diving deep into the latest gaming rumors, dissecting Sony's new handheld device rumors, and exploring the possibility of Xbox exclusives hitting the PlayStation 5. But that's not all. We've got a brief review of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth demo and a hilarious throwback dating game show segment just in time for Valentine's Day. Stay tuned for the gaming insight, laughs, and surprises. Don't touch that dial. You won't want to miss a minute of this epic Valentine's Day episode. Welcome to the SF Files. We have the rumorville for Sony once again back in the headlines. We've got two big rumors going on today. One, something that I'm actually very, very interested in. Possibly the Vita 2 is going to be on the market. Possibly, what, 2-3 years? Did you hear about this, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Briefly.
Okay. A few weeks back, I shit on the portal. I shit on the portal because it's not what I wanted. I want the Vita. The Vita was, or the PSP, great little systems.
Yep.
For back then, for what they did, the connectivity to the console, for the back and forth, you could play the game on your PS3 or your PS4, move the save files over to the handheld, go to work, take a break, play the game, keep going, go home, sync up, pick up where you left off. Like, dude, they were great, man. They were great for what they did. And
plus, you could remote play back then, too.
Yeah, and the portal just doesn't really do that. It remotes plays. It's beautiful. The controllers are great. It's not what I wanted.
It's not what a lot of us wanted, but, you know, for me, it's something I needed and what I wanted, but I would rather have a Vita 2, PSP 3, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that, but that was a good compromise for me. Not for everyone, but for me, definitely.
Ash, what do you think about this thing? If this rumor is true, what are your thoughts about this, the Vita 2?
Actually, I'd be pretty excited about something like that. The Vita, I'm like you, the PSP was amazing, an amazing console.
Mm-hmm.
Small, portable. It had the ad hoc, so you could play against other people. You could play with other people. FIFA was a big game for me when I had that. Battlefront.
Fun.
So that was just a really, really fun, really big deal for me. And then the Vita came out, and it took it up another notch, right? The Vita is just so much better. Such a great system. Now, don't get me wrong. This new toy that's out, it's pretty amazing, but it's more or less just a remote play device.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's all it is.
Right, right. So the Vita gives you the remote play capability, but it also gives you games. I mean, Borderlands 2 is the addition of the Vita that I've got right now. For the longest time, I was a Borderlands junkie, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, I love it.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You take it anywhere you want. And like I said, the ad hoc mode, you could play against other people, the remote play. It had a lot of capabilities.
Yeah.
So a second version of this coming out would be, I would be interested in it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, especially if they build on the technology of the portal. If they take the technology they've got with the portal, you throw the Vita capabilities in it, and you've got a hit, really.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I think one of the things that killed the Vita was the fact that they released it a little too early with the because the PSP was only like 5 or something years old. Then the Vita came out. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, the Vita is hands down probably the greatest handheld we've ever had for the price.
Okay.
Because it used to be able to play, it still does kind of, but it used to be able to play PS1 through 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
It used to have PS Now on it, so you had access to another 500-something games.
Yep.
Yeah, so you had access to PSP games as well. You had something called, like, PS1s or whatever, those little... It wasn't PS1 games. It was some kind of PSP, like, indie-style games that they offered that came with it. And then, of course, the Vita games itself. It had, like, 6 generations of PlayStation tied into one system. And you can remote play anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And she had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yes. But it did not sell. And because the fact it did not sell, Sony dropped it immediately. It still has amazing games and everything, but it got dropped immediately, and that was it. They just dropped the ball. They didn't support it. They stopped supporting it. It sucks.
Yeah. Unfortunately, back in the day, I mean, Nintendo was dominating the handheld.
the DS, right? Or 3DS? I don't remember which one during that time period.
DS.
Dude, DS took DS. Over. Like, as good, as awesome as the Vita was, you're right. It just didn't sell. It didn't stack up. Nintendo was just dominating. They were strong, dude. They failed, basically, right? Like, they failed, didn't they?
The PSP actually competed, though. It sold, like, I'd have to look it up, like 80 million or 90 million units or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to imagine. I mean, Sony's such a big company, right?
And yeah.
Nintendo, like you said, Nintendo was running the handheld market for so long.
Oh, yeah. They and still now, do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so Sony throws a competitor out there. And like you said, also, the PSP was an amazing handheld system.
Yeah.
And so it kind of rocked the boat a little bit as far as the handheld market, at least the way I see it.
I think so. I think it kind of, like, Sony almost pushed Nintendo to go harder, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
They did. Yeah. At least, and that's what they did. They went harder in the handheld market, mm-hmm.
yeah.
for the most part.
Did you say harder in the handheld? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Man, but, I mean, but yeah, dude, the Vita, I mean, dude, it was an awesome device. It really was ahead of its time, and it sucks that they dropped it. There was no more support for it. I think that Sony was just throwing so much money at it too, trying to give it life, when they were supporting it, right? Like, they were forcing, I think they were forcing, like, studios to kind of double up, because I remember, like, one of their big games was an Uncharted, Naughty Dog, and they were working on Uncharted stuff and probably The Last of Us. So they kind of had to split off, like, hey, you guys, this team over here, now you guys are Vita. And, like, they were kind of making these studios hit double time, I feel like. And I feel like it wasn't that good for, like, studios, for them to split off. And you know what I mean? Like,
stretching them thin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just in the long run, it was a good play to drop the Vita. It sucks, but I think maybe it was a good play for Sony to do that.
At that time, maybe.
Hmm.
Well, I'm excited for a new PSP 2 yeah. or whatever. The Vita. Third Vita Sony. I'm excited for it.
The V2?
I think with the sales of the Portal being sold out still, for the most part, I think that's why they're probably going to push another handheld. And obviously the handheld market is going strong because look at Switch.
Yeah. They're still going.
That's a good point. I agree with you on that. I think Sony jumping back out there and pushing another handheld, I think they're going to do well with this one.
Yeah.
What about Steam? Project, though? I mean, that's out there. I hear it's doing very well.
I don't know if it's doing as well as people think it is, though. Because it's estimated to be like 3 million sales.
Okay.
That's not... I mean, for a PC market, that's great. For a gaming market... And consoles where, like, majority of gamers lie is the console market. 3 million sales is not good. Like, that's, you cut ties and you stop. But, like I said, that PC's a different story. So 3 million Steam Deck sales on a PC-based platform, that's very well for a PC device.
Okay. It's expensive, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm
and
seeing.
The battery life is like garbage, and then the buttons are just they're just okay. So it's not something I would ever invest in.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they tried to put something out there to compete, but
yeah.
I mean Steam is a popular company. They've got a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
great stuff out there, right? So
oh, yeah.
maybe this is their way to try to compete, but I'm with you. I mean it seems nice, but not for $500 or whatever they're going for
no.
right now. No, I wouldn't be able to do that. I might as well just get a PS5.
There you go.
I think it is time for Sony to jump back in. I mean, it's a good time, right? Like you guys said earlier. I mean, the handheld market is strong. Even mm-hmm. someone like Valve found moderate success, I guess, here. Nintendo's still going strong with it. And Sony, I mean, they've got so many IPs, right? Like that they can work with. And especially if they... what's the word I'm here? I'm looking for? If they were to stop making exclusives, I guess, for the V2, yeah, I'm naming it the V2. If they stop making exclusive like that, like stop cutting studios in half and just take the same game, maybe scale it down, or so, kind of similar to what the Steam Deck does. I mean, I think that there's a market for that. Your PS5 on the go. You know what I mean? Like, well, And maybe you don't even don't need the Wi-Fi. Don't need like the Portal does, because I mean Portal basically that's what it does. But if you don't need the internet, I think there's a market for that, because that's the one big thing that I dislike about the Portal. It has to be Wi-Fi. It has to be good Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Starbucks ain't gonna cut it.
Nah, man.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey guys, have you heard of the Essay Files?
No, what's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome! I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too! I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
That's actually kind of what they did with the Vita. They're making Vita, PS3, and 4 games all, like, they connected to each other. Mm-hmm. Like you could play one on PS3, you play it on PS4, and you could play it on the Vita all at the same time together and all that kind of stuff. And there's quite a few games like that. But, yeah, no, it's a great concept, because you just load up your save data. Your save data is already on the cloud for the most part, so you just drop it in your V2. And then, boom, you're ready to go on the way out. I've been doing it for a while anyways. yeah. I like it. I mean, you gotta use what you got, man. Yeah.
I'd like to see Sony push this through, but I'd like to see it a little bit bigger format. The Vita had, what was it, a three-and-a-half-inch screen?
Mm. It's like 3.5, I think, yeah.
Great for at that time, but, I mean, in this day and age, everything's bigger. People want bigger. Now, I'm not talking Portal. I don't want to say that.
I'd say six inch is good.
There you go. Equivalent to the latest iPhone models and the latest Samsung models, the 5-6 inch screens and stuff. I'd like to see something like that. I mean, not too big for people with smaller hands, but still a decent screen where you can actually do stuff. No offense. I mean, like I said, the early comments about the portal and the screen is, I mean, it's gorgeous screen.
It's huge, large, too.
Right. It's a big, what is it, 8.5-inch screen?
It's 8 inches.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what she said. But anyways. No, I'd like to see a Vita, a 4-5-inch screen, easily. Something, like I said, the size of a cell phone. Because, I mean, 90% of the people you see out in public, what are they doing? Playing on their
cell phones. They got their tablet. It's not a phone. It's a tablet.
Exactly.
They got the tablet out.
Exactly. So I'd like to see Sony push through with this, and I'd like to see something a little bit bigger format. Still have the capabilities that the Vita 1 have, but build on that. And incorporate some of the technology that they put into the portal. Like I said, the controls are great. Mm-hmm. The screen is gorgeous. Build on that, and I think you got a hit.
So, Minarim, you bought a portal. You bought two of them?
Dude, I'm on the fence. I'm about to buy a second one. I initially wanted to get two. But I could only pre-order one per household, BS.
Put my name on it.
I didn't get two.
Put my work in.
I'm about to get the second one right now. But, yes, I do have a portal.
How much do those things go for, the portal?
They retail $199, but, I mean, honestly, like the value, you can't really put a value on like everything I've experienced with it. If I had to put a value, it's easily $300-$400. The device is that beautiful.
No.
Well, you got to realize, besides like controllers, Sony takes a loss for like almost everything they sell. Yeah. When it comes to consoles, they're taking like $400, $500 loss every console sold. Yeah. The controllers are probably making a few bucks off of it, but like the Portal, they're definitely losing money on that thing, because the screen itself, if I had to guess, the screen itself is easily $100, $150. Plus, then you've got the $70 controller tied to it. So, I mean, like I said, if you had to put a value on it, I would say it's easily a $300, $400 device.
Yeah.
They're selling it at a loss, of course, but the thing is awesome. I haven't had a problem yet. As long as your internet is running smooth, you never run into issues. The only, actually, I lied. The only issue I had, which I've never experienced this before, except for with the Portal.
Hmm. What would that be?
When your PS5 is downloading something, your Portal takes a huge shit. Literally, like, it, like, has issues connecting. It just, like, it gets all choppy. Everything's bad. You probably lose connection. You just reconnect instantly. But once it's done downloading, boom, it's fine.
That's probably something that's coded in the PS5.
Hmm.
You put a priority on downloading. Because you notice sometimes when you're downloading games and you go to play something else, and especially if it's an online game, you start seeing a little bit of the chop. I'm pretty sure
sometimes.
The console... Right, but I'm pretty sure the console is probably putting priority on that download to get that file down and get the install going.
Hmm.
So you're probably seeing the same side effects on the Portal because you're trying to connect to it wirelessly.
But kind we of never had that issue with the PS3 or 4, ever.
Well, you're not playing a Portal connecting to a PS3 or 4.
But the Vita and the PSP, but we never had an issue.
That's true, but it's probably running different technologies too.
Yeah. So that's technically the only issue I've ever had with it. Just make sure you're not downloading anything and it runs flawless. But if you start a download, you might as well just set it aside for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long it takes to download whatever it is you're downloading, because it becomes unplayable.
Oof. All right, so take what kind of like Ash said, let's take the Portal, let's build on it, let's call it the V2. What's the price point? What's the ideal price point that you think would be just perfect for the V2? That's what I'm calling it.
$250? That's
$250.
I mean, see, I'm saying $250, but you bundle it. You put, like you did with the Vita 1, you had a Borderlands 2 bundle with it, right? You get some DLC, some other stuff, costumes, things like that, but you have a full-blown game that you're promoting, right? So $250, you put a V2 out there, and you find...
V2.
Whatever. Yeah. The V2. The V2. And you find whatever is hot at the time. Whatever game you're pushing. Whatever that might be.
Spider-Man 3.
We're talking...
Wolverine.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. Put the Spider-Man trilogy on it.
Yeah.
Right. And you put that as... You don't necessarily put it as a download or put it as a card like the V1 to cards. You have it pre-installed on the device itself. And you bundle it. And you make it... You have a special edition that's Spider-Man colors, and then you have the standard edition, because they're going to come out with 10 different colors, know it. So, me, personally, I think $250 is a decent price point for something like that, but, I mean, with the markets and everything, prices are hiking this and that, I could see something between $250 and $300. But $250, to me, is a fair price point for something like that.
Maybe, because once you said $300, like, that sounds more in line with what they would do. Like, maybe $250 would be base.
It'd be $300 minimum. Yeah.
Maybe $250 is a pipe dream. Maybe
That'd be a few years after release.
After release,
when they drop the price and it's easier to make and it's cheaper.
So $300 is a fair even.
Yeah, $350 would be ideal for me.
I think so. Because it is, I think you mentioned it earlier, it's basically a PS5.
It's going to be a PS4 Pro and a 5, probably. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
I think with the technology, it would outperform a PS4. Easily.
Yeah, I agree.
With the new hardware and the technology that they're developing now, easily. Way past a PS4.
Yeah. Because supposedly they're working on the 6, a PS6, so I mean...
Oh, I'm sure. They've already been working on it.
Yeah, so I would assume that would take parts from the PS5, or maybe not parts, but you know, something equivalent, more or less,
right?
And then
build on that technology.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said. Yep. No,
I did forget to mention another reason Vita died.
Oh, what would that be?
Their freaking memory card.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
The proprietary memory card.
Yes, the Sony only memory card, and it was expensive.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Now you could find deals, and you could find eBay and stuff, and get like a really awesome card for kind of cheap. But that helped kill the system. The memory cards.
Weren't they like $100 for like 60 gigs or something like that? Like
it was like 64 gigs, and I got like I paid like $70 for it or something.
and
you got to steal, actually.
Well, yeah, yeah. Ooh. You go online, you can find them for cheaper. Not cheap, but cheaper.
You know, my thought on that. So, not to interrupt, but my thought on that is you're talking about selling these systems, and yes, Sony is taking a hit on these sales. They're making up for it in accessories.
Yes, yes. No, I know.
The memory card. That's a prime example right there.
Yeah. Between game sales, the PS Plus, extra accessories, like you said, controllers, memory cards, stuff like that, that's where they make their money back after they just took a fat-ass loss. But the memory card, they would have to go to, like, micro SD cards, like a real micro SD card, not a Sony micro SD card, and then freaking $50 for a terabyte or something. No. Or how, I don't even know how much that is.
The Sony cards, at least from what I saw, now, I'm not the bargain hunter that you are, but a couple of those, the 64 gigs, the 128 gigs, they were just ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, a 32 gig, I think, was the last one I priced was like $80 or $90 or something. Like, that's why I never got one. It's ridiculous. It's just one of those things. It's like an SD card, a standard SD card. You can get a 64 gig SD card for, what, $15?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, you can find them really cheap.
I think you can get, like, cheaper and more, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
I want to say you get, like, 128 gigabyte for, like, $10.
Black Friday. But in this day and age, 128 gigs doesn't, or, excuse me, well, 128 gigs doesn't get you too much nowadays.
It's not going to get you anything. It's not even going to get you Final Fantasy 7 R2.
You just put your photos on it.
Yeah. No, you would need minimum 1 terabyte. Minimum.
They have those.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not that much. But anyways, they would have to go to a regular standard, like probably micro SD. If they want to go to a fat SD, that's fine. But they would have to go back to like the affordable one. Not make the Sony only and be $50, $100 for a damn expandable SD card. No, that is not going to work. No. You're going to fail again.
Yeah, even Nintendo on the Switch, they're going, I think, micro SDs?
Yeah, it's micro SD.
They learned.
Yeah. It's cheap now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Ash's cheap. Son SD has a Switch, and he had, like, a small SD card, and I'm like, dude, give me a few days. So I picked them up, like, I don't know, it's like 128 gigabytes, like, 5 years ago or 4 years ago. I paid, like, less than $10 for it. We popped it in, and he's got enough space to pretty much download every game that's on the store.
I will tell you, Walmart's got a 2 terabyte one for $15.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, 1 terabyte, I think it's like $10. But they're cheap.
It's crazy.
And they need to go that route.
Like, oh,
not a Sony only one. And like I said, market it for $50. Like, hell no, dude. That's why people freaking, you know, they mod your crap. It's because they can't afford it.
Oh, yeah. Here, can you crack this for me, please? Thank you. Yeah, no doubt.
But the V2, if it happens,
V2.
I'm in, dude. I want it. I want it so bad.
I'm praying. I am so praying. I will fake addresses. I will buy two of them.
I have a work address.
You're like fucking 2 months too late or three. I don't even know how long it came out.
I'm like 4 months
too late, bro.
Work address. I got you, fam.
There is one more thing that could potentially even make the V2 even better. Supposedly, another Sony rumor. Apparently, Microsoft might be pulling out of the console wars. It may not be wanting in, and now it's selling its IPs to go around to other consoles. Dude, I don't even know what to think about that. It's insane.
Okay. So, it's currently rumors, and Phil is supposed to be addressing it sometime soon.
Phil.
But
we're friends.
Phil Spencer. He's like the most anti-gamer CEO on the planet. Anyways.
Punxsutawney Phil.
It's all rumors, but honestly, the 360 is the only system that actually did anything. Game Pass is only barely successful. They're making, they're making a few billion off of it, but they're also dropping a full billion or more a year on it.
Wow. To keep it up and running, right?
Yes, to keep it up and running, it costs over $1 billion. And they're only making like $2 billion off of it a year, if that. They need subscriptions bad. Mm-hmm. Plus, that's not... what's that?
No, I was going to say that's to keep it afloat. or to help,
yeah, exactly,
help keep it afloat.
And they're not getting the sales that they want. Their system sales have been down since the 360. That's the only system that was actually successful. The Xbox One, 3, and 4 have all failed. Right now, it's a smart move. All the gamers are on Nintendo and they're on PlayStation.
Yep.
Granted, Nintendo doesn't have a system that can run anything. So your best bet is to go with PlayStation. And that's where all the gamers are. You put your library out there, whether you try and get Game Pass on the PS, on the PlayStation Network, or you put your games out there, half cost, whatever, whatever price you want to put up there, and get the PlayStation players to freaking start buying them. That's how you're going to make your money back. And I have heard that Xbox is, might be leaving the console scene, but yeah, it'll be after next Xbox. When that fails, I think they're going to pull out 100%. And they will only be Game Pass and just a distributor after that.
But if that happens, dude, like, okay, like, yes, there's already word out that they're working on the next Xbox system. And then they came out with this. If it's true, like, is it still rumor? Nothing's been announced. Nothing's official. If this turns out to be true, then what's the point of buying the next Xbox? You just buy the PS6 and then you can play all the Xbox games on there.
Well, if they allow you to have Game Pass on PlayStation, then yes, you bought a PS6 and you're fine. If not, Xbox is the cheaper route of getting Game Pass, because otherwise you got to drop $1,600 or more for a PC and you get Game Pass. That's if you even do the Game Pass. Mm-hmm. Game Pass, it's like $160, $170 a year, something like that. Mm-hmm. PlayStation Plus has the same thing, but it's cheaper. And if you go with the premium, you can, oh my God, you're going to have so many games that you don't even know what you're going to do with. 3 games a month times 12. You get 36 games a year free.
60 a year, by the way, for premium.
Yeah, premium is the big one.
And then actually, they have a sale on extra right now for new members, I think. You pay the essential price, mm-hmm, and you get extra for a year.
Oh, nice, nice.
So you get like $40 off and you get like 400 plus games to play right now.
Damn.
And then, yeah, premium, you get the other 400 games of the PS1 through 3 games.
That's yeah, hardcore.
But what, I don't have enough time. We don't have enough kids. How the hell?
Hey, man, I'm fixed. Like, I ain't making no more.
I know. It's like I've got all the PlayStations, and we can put a kid on each PlayStation, and we can't get through all the games.
We can put an adult on each PlayStation, and we might stand a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
We need more TVs for that, my friend.
Yeah, there's so many games. It's like, what's the point? There's so many games. Why? But anyways, going back to what we were talking about, though, it's all rumor, but it's a smart play. Xbox, it's not doing well. It's never done well. They've done the most anti-gamer crap you can think of every year. The only thing like gamer-related they've actually done is actually buy and create a monopoly out of buying every company they can.
Well, that's the motto of Microsoft. Microsoft's done that for 30 or 40 years, right? So this is kind of a Sega moment.
Yeah.
When the big Sega versus Nintendo, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same track. So we're now seeing Sonic the Hedgehog on a Nintendo system, which 20 years ago, I'd have thought you were lying to me, right? So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to, this rumor, I think it's going to happen. I think all this
it's
stuff
a smart
that you
move.
See, oh, yeah. No, I agree. As far as like a financial standpoint, Microsoft's good at, well,
oh, okay, Microsoft's
let
good
me back
forever.
Up.
It's Xbox as a brand.
Right. I mean, Microsoft, I was going to say, is good at stuff, but it's Microsoft. It's a huge monopoly. They've bought anybody and everybody, and they have all this expertise on all this stuff that they do. But, yeah, I'm definitely agreeing with you. I think this is the smart play for them. I think they're just not going to be able to compete moving forward. They're just not going to hack it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far?
You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it.
We need it.
Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, all right, all right.
No, because like I said, Xbox, they've been barely making meets in, I guess.
Yeah.
Xbox is like, it's a sinking ship. It's been sinking since they came out. Hmm. And it's either you just let it sink 100% or you evolve. You release your games everywhere else.
Sega. Yeah, exactly what Sega did. I mean, that's the best. Yeah. That's the best I can come up with.
Sega
analogy.
Got destroyed, unfortunately. Yeah, they were so innovative back in the day, but they got destroyed because they were the original freaking Game Pass and PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The Sega Channel.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The Sega Channel, baby. I've got one. I've got one.
I don't doubt it. You've got everything. I think we have a storage unit full of everything you have.
Pretty much.
And now, the weather with CK.
A cloud of snow.
Thank you, CK.
So, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. The demo dropped yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I went ahead and used my awesome PlayStation app, and I downloaded it to my console.
I should have done
while
that.
While I was at work.
Oh, my God. Technology.
So, anyway, yeah, technology, baby. Just
for the
link
win.
Your PlayStation up, and you're good. Oh, and you need a PS5, by the way.
Oh.
So, and actually, that's probably the only reason it's not going to do well in sales. It's only going to sell like 4 or 5 million, maybe 6 million, until people start jumping into the PlayStation 5s. But anyways, all right, so when I got home from work, I decided to jump on. I did a live stream about it, by the way. First 10 minutes, yeah, I'm all talking up a storm. My mic's muted, so that was cool. But nice. Anyways.
That was youtube.com/Manarm.
Yeah, yeah. Check that out. Yeah.
Go find him. Find him.
It's awesome. But anyways.
Shameless plugs.
That's... The demo, well, so I read an article saying the demo is a good, like, 5, 6, 7 hours or something if you try and do everything.
Hours?
But, you know, Jesus. Yeah. So it said it was like 5, 6, 7 hours, something like that, depending how quick you get through it all and all that. But I just wanted to play the demo, just wanted to experience it, see how well the textures, the graphics, the music, the gameplay, the controls, what all's new, what all's different. Cinematics? Wow. Cinematics are beautiful. They are so crisp, so clean. There was absolutely zero load time. Everything transitioned smoothly into the next scene, into the next battle, into the next. There was no load time, so everything was smooth.
Nice.
The graphics, wow, you can see so much texture, so much everything. It is beautiful. I mean, the colors, everything. There was one thing I didn't care about when you kind of shifted the camera a little bit. It'd go like really dark, and then you shift the camera a different angle, and it'd be really bright. I'm not sure if that was demo only or if that's something that was actually like put in the game for itself, but graphics are amazing. The cinematic is amazing. The music is phenomenal. Oh, God, it's so beautiful. Mm. The fights, smooth, fun. Everything's nice. There's a few new mechanics in the game. Like you can climb up like rocks and hills and stuff like that. And there's a little, what do you call it? Dude Raider? Where you're some Assassin's Creed climbing up little ledges and jumping on ledges and stuff. There's a few of those. You got some Dude Raider moments.
Yeah,
and,
Dude Raider.
You can like hop rails. Like I saw one of my guys like on the other side of a rail. I'm like, how the hell did he get there? And I see him hop. I'm like, oh.
That's cool.
Okay, let me try it. So I went over, and sure enough, I hopped over the rail. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's new. Nice. That's different. Mm-hmm. Gameplay smooth. The fights were smooth. Sephiroth was a little too fast almost.
Ooh.
He's like really fast. It was kind of different playing him versus playing Cloud from like the original other game.
Wait, you were playing as Sephiroth?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so the demo is, yeah.
He opened my PlayStation app.
There we go.
So the demo is actually, and I don't know if this is where the story's going to start immediately or if this is like in the middle of it, but it's when you arrive to the town of Calm, and you know how Cloud tells the story of what happened to Sephiroth at the hotel?
Oh, okay.
Cloud retells the events of everything that happened in Niflheim and how the Sephiroth changed. Mm-hmm. He went from this hero to becoming a villain. So it's literally the start of when you're in the hotel telling the story to almost the end of that sequence. So, because I'm not going to tell you where it ends exactly, unless you watch my my video, then you're going to know where it ends. But yeah. But the end sequence, the end scene, I don't want to give it away, but it's iconic in the original. I had chills going down my back when I saw the sequence and the cinematics and everything, and you can actually see Sephiroth's smile and his grin. It's like, oh my god. Instead of reading it in the original game, but you're actually watching it and you're listening to him, you can feel like where the evil has overtaken him and the hate starts to set in for what happened to him. And dude, I got chills down my back. I'm like, oh my god, you know, this iconic scene is like 10 times better than the original ever was.
Wow.
It's so good. And then you got to play it in 4K. It looks beautiful. Oof. So anyways, demo the demo took almost 2 hours to do. I only died once. But oh my god, this is going to be the biggest game. Game of the century, hands down. Like, it's going to be the game of the decade. No problem. It blows the remake, which is a sequel, by the way. It blows that out of the water.
Wow.
So I cannot wait. 2 and 3 weeks cannot come fast enough.
Ooh, man.
But to chime in on your comments about the being dark and being bright and all that, my guess is it's dynamics. When you're in a dark room and you walk outside, you're blinded for a minute or vice versa. Maybe that's an effect that they've added in to add to the realism of, because you're talking about the story and how clean and crisp everything is. And another note, you were talking, you mentioned very briefly the music. Final Fantasy has always had amazing music. Every Final Fantasy that I've ever played, and I haven't played all of them, but the ones that I have played has had amazing soundtracks, amazing music. We actually own a bunch of the soundtracks. I mean, that's uber nerd status, I would agree. But, I mean, the soundtracks, the music has always been it just sucks you right into the story. It helps, it adds, it makes it a whole other experience, right?
Well, like the 7 remake, like I said, one of the biggest songs like ever created for the Final Fantasy franchise is called Those Who Fight.
Yeah.
And he knows. Oh, yeah. It's the battle, it's the normal battle theme. Mm-hmm. And it's iconic. And Final Fantasy Remake did like 10, 12 different versions of that song, and the whole game you hear it left and right, and it just gets you pumped up. You're pumped up, you're ready to fight, you're ready to whoop that ass, and I mean, it gets you pumped up. Unfortunately, you only hear it like once in this demo. So I wasn't as pumped, but the music was still good. It was a different take, it's fun, and I, like I said, I cannot wait.
Man.
February 29th cannot come quick enough.
All I can do is smile and just kind of chuckle because you're talking about that iconic theme. And I think back to Final Fantasy 1 for the Nintendo and how many hours we put on that damn cartridge. That music, that theme, that little fanfare is just, it's one of those that's just ingrained. And I'm like 100 years old now and it's still like I can pick it out of anything. Like if I hear it, I know exactly what it is, right?
They've done like 15 different versions of that too.
Right, right.
Yeah,
it's
every just game changes it. They started off da, 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 and then it changes.
Yes,
every game it changes it after that.
But that's, I mean, anybody and everybody that has ever played a Final Fantasy knows and can pick that out of a crowd. Just
that and the title screen.
Yep, yep.
The crystal theme or whatever.
Yes. The intro music, iconic. It's the best word. You pick the best word for it. It's iconic. It really is.
Each one that you guys are talking about, it's like, oh, I know that one. It's like playing in my head.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then you move on to the next one. It's like, oh, I know that one too. It's just playing right here now. It's like, three songs going on at the same time, guys. This is,
yes. Oh, yes.
So good.
Too funny.
Oh, boy.
I have to ask, did they bring any chocobos?
No, not in the demo.
Yeah.
Or at least if there was any, I didn't play that part. I just went straight through the game. straight through the demo. If there's anything extra on the side, I didn't do it. I just went and did whatever the main demo was.
The beef of the game. Or the demo, I mean.
Yeah, there was no chocobos. Sorry, bro. But there is Tifa in the cowboy suit. Yeah. The little cowboy thing that she wears, or cowgirl. Yeah. And dude, the graphics, I mean, it's like, holy crap. I remember seeing that crap on the PS1. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. But you see, like, there's so much detail. I mean, the outfit looks awesome. It looks awesome. It's so kiddie, but it looks awesome.
Oh, can't wait. When was it again? February 29th?
Yeah, leap year, February 29th. Oof,
cannot wait.
Yep.
I don't know what you'll be doing that day. I don't know what I'm going to be doing February 14th is right around the corner. Valentine's Day, the month, the week, the day to treat your lady right. Get her those flowers, get those chocolates. Treat her right, guys. Treat her right. Treat your girl right. Because 1 month from then, Steak and BJ Day! Steak and BJ. March 14th. Guys, take care of your girl. I should take care of you. You make sure that this global phenomenon of a holiday, Steak and BJ Day, keep it alive. Let's keep it going. I guess Valentine's Day. I guess so. Speaking of Valentine's Chocolate. Day, we got a little something's lined up for you guys, something special. What if the SA Files was in the 80s? What if podcasts weren't a thing back then? We'd be what? Probably a game show, right? That's what we'd be.
Yeah, we will be.
Think
yeah.
Mallrats.
Yeah, Mallrats, yes.
Yeah, Mallrats. Yeah, there we go.
Well,
yeah.
Let's make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most thrilling matchmaking extravaganza on YouTube, the essential dating game show. I'm your charismatic host, Brown Sugar, and tonight we're about to embark on a journey of love, laughter, and perhaps a little bit of mischief. So grab your popcorn and cozy on the couch, prepare to witness sparks fly as we bring together the daring suitors of one lucky contestant in the pursuit of romance. Now, before we dive headfirst into the world of romance, let's take a moment to meet our fabulous contestant. She's witty, she's charming, and she's ready to find her perfect match. Give it up for Millicent! Now, audience, are you ready to witness the ultimate game of love unfold before your very eyes? Are you ready to see hearts race, butterflies flutter, and maybe even a few unexpected twists and turns along the way? Well, then, without further ado, let's get the show on the road. Welcome to the Essential Dating Game Show. Now, before we get started, let's meet our lovely, lovely bachelorette, Millicent. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. Just lovely. Can't wait to have love in my life because I need it.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been single?
Long enough. I can't stand it any longer. Just being my hamster. I can only go so far in life.
Oh, Lord.
tell us some of your hobbies. What do you like to do for fun?
I have so many hobbies. I have so many hobbies because I don't have love in my life, and I need love in my life. Right now, the things I could do is just amazing because I have no one to share it with, so I just keep doing things, and I keep doing things, and I keep doing things. Like, I can crochet, and I can knit. I'm almost done a quilt. I'm not almost done a quilt. I'm almost done my 7th quilt, but it's okay because I have my hamster.
Where did you get her? Oh no! I didn't. Okay. Keep rolling. Well, thank you for joining us today, Millicent. You are lovely, beautiful. Are you ready? Are you ready to find love today? We have three lucky suitors lined up, ready for you to ask away to your heart's content. Make sure you read all the questions in front of you.
I said yes.
Whenever you're ready, Millicent, ask away to your heart's content.
Okay, suitor number one. So, if we were in a rom-com, would our love scene be as steamy to fog up the movie theater windows, although I don't think theaters have windows? Anyway, or would it be an awkward slow-mo montage?
Number one. It would be the first one. Yeah, I guess the fogging of the windows.
That's hot.
That is movie very theater? Interesting. That's movie theater windows. Very interesting. I mean, I did classify that there probably wasn't any windows, but I do appreciate the fog because you never know when you need a little fog.
Fog machine. Yeah.
Fog machine. Nothing like steam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suitor excellent. Number two. We'll just go in a row because I can count to three. On a scale from vanilla to 50 Shades of Grey, how adventurous are you in the bedroom? And are you willing to risk or prefer to play it safe?
Let's go with 47 Shades.
Oh,
47. Ooh, yeah.
Damn.
That's a one shade too dark for me, but you know, just one. Maybe we can compromise a little. I mean, I do like doing lots of hobbies, and I do have that hamster. We can always talk about that later.
Hamster stuff.
Okay, suitor number three. If our relationship was a movie genre, would it be rated PG for pure romance, R for risque moments, or NC-17 for non-stop chemistry? I love science.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Definitely R. Definitely R.
R, yes, yes. Do you like burlesque? Because I can totally see you with a little of those pasties. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. So,
see, only the occasion calls for it.
Oh, very nice. I think that's 57 shades. I can deal with that. Okay.
A little brown.
That's hot. Yeah, well, it looks good on you. Okay.
Thank you.
Scooter number one. What's your favorite position in the game of Twister, of course? Are you flexible enough to twist and turn into my heart?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'll try. I'll die trying. How about that?
Oh,
that is a really good answer. It's really good. I love Elmira from the Looney Tunes, and she loves like no other. Okay, suitor number two.
Just keep going.
If we were to play a game of poker, would you be confident enough to show your hand? Or would you bluff your way with your charm and wit?
Definitely bluff my way with charm and wit.
I can live with that. But you know, most politicians got the charm and wit too, and they can't change a diaper. Okay. And, all right. Suitor number three. What's your idea of a perfect date night? A candlelit dinner followed by a sensual massage, or a wild adventure under the stars?
I'll pick option number two. You
under
can't
the stars?
Go full blown the first. Yeah, you can't go full blown the first time around. Yeah, I gotta scope you out first and see if you're down the ride.
Oh, okay. Yes, I understand. I always do background checks, too, on my first date.
Oh. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I bet you it's because I'm brown.
It looks good on you.
Bet it'll look good on you, too.
Oh, man.
Ooh. I guess we'll find out. After the background check.
Number three's on fire. Oh, background check? You're done for, bro.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done.
I'm out. This is where I'm out, guys.
Okay, so that was 1, 2, 3. I can count to three. Suitor number one. What's the most daring place you've ever danced in public? And are you the type to cut loose on the dance floor? Or do you keep things low-key?
Definitely low-key, and shoot, I don't know, prom, like 20-something years ago?
I do prefer low-key as well. I didn't like my prom, but I do like low-key. Prom's not low-key. In fact, when you set a fire in the middle of the auditorium when the fire department comes to get your dress put out, he doesn't like prom.
That's hot.
Anyway.
That's very hot.
Oh, yeah.
Super hot. I might even still have second degree burns on my ankles. But that's why I don't wear open toe shoes. Moving on. Suitor number two. If we were to create our own signature cocktail, what ingredients would you use to bring to the table to create the perfect blend of naughty and nice?
A Cape Cod. Easy, simple. Uh-huh. Cranberry that's sweet, and vodka to really take it up a notch.
You know, that does sound nice, sweet, and simple. And who doesn't like nice, sweet, and simple? You seem very nice, sweet, and simple.
Simple, right on the nose.
Cranberries are a great touch, especially when you're on your period. Couldn't ask for better.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Lord.
How do you
respond to that?
She's honest.
You don't.
That's an honest girl. It's an honest girl, guys. She's a keeper. That's a keeper, gentlemen. Why? You should be all over this.
All right, suitor number three. If we were to sneak off for a midnight rendezvous, where would you take me, and what would you do to make the night unforgettable? How quaint.
I would probably take you to the beach at night where nobody's around, just us two. I have my focus completely on you. You know what I mean? Nobody else, just you and me.
That's absolutely. And that sounds lovely. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I am a polite person. You can continue.
Oh, that's all I got.
Delightful idea. I love going to the beach. Definitely at night. I sunburn so easily, I'd rather not be in the sun. I hate the sun. Can we stay inside as much as we can? I would love that. We could snuggle and be home at night. That works.
Yeah, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Let's take a much-needed break. It's so hot and steamy in here. Let's take a break. Woof. If you're enjoying the show so far, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, leave your comments down below. Who is your favorite contestant so far? Who's going to win it? Who's going to go home with the lovely Millicent, the very honest and ruthless Millicent? Suitor number one. Suitor number two. Suitor number three with that bad background check. Who's it going to be? Gentlemen. Get ready, because we have reached the second half. Millicent, do you have an idea who's winning so far? Who's on your mind here?
Well, anybody that's going to give me cranberry juice of my period is up there, I got to say.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Perfect. Well then, gentlemen, if you are ready, Millicent, take it away.
Okay, let's see. I counted to three. How many times am I suitor one? Suitor one, okay. If there was a fire at your home, what would you do to stop it, and what would you save from the fire?
Well, I would get the water hose and start to put the fire out the best I can. If that didn't work, then definitely get the puppies out. Grab my money, wallet, puppies, get anyone else that's out of the house. Call the fire department. Let it go.
Oh, I love puppies. I am definitely a dog person, not a cat person. No. Who else would you be taking out of the house? And just wondering. Ew, just questions. I'm not a jealous type.
If anyone's at the house visiting, hanging out, like Bogus Bird was over there the other day.
That's right.
Someone you like? Close?
Oh, yeah.
Very close.
Oh, yeah.
So close.
Okay. Never been
close.
In a poly relationship, you know.
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. It will be fun. It is fun.
Doesn't like
my goodness.
Okay.
Manaram?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eiffel Tower?
The Tower.
There you go, baby. There we go.
The tower.
Scooter number two. Okay. What's the worst thing you've ever done in a relationship?
Picking on the nice guy.
Man. The worst thing I've ever done? Goodness.
Where to start?
History repeats itself.
Yeah, exactly. I bought flowers at half price for Mother's Day.
Oh, jeez. Half price?
Yeah, they were on sale.
Ash. Half price.
Oh my god.
It was a hell of a deal. I couldn't resist.
How long did they last?
Some of them were already dying, but...
Oh, nice.
They were for my mom.
I gotta say.
Definitely for my mom.
Oh. Yeah, was she dying? Dying?
She's probably dying after that.
Well, I hope she recovers. I hope she recovers. And in the meantime, I would reflect on how you can be a better son in the future. Just a little. I have hope for you.
I'm going to tell mom you did that, by the way.
Cranberry. Suitor number three. Suitor number three. I'm gotten back around to suitor number three. If we were in the middle of a fight, what is your tactic to smooth things over and make me want to make up with you?
Just agree with whatever you're saying. Like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry.
Beta.
I'll never do it again.
What a beta.
I do appreciate being listened to and heard, and that's what I think Suitor 3 was really trying to say. Is that
I definitely said that. I think my mic went out a little bit.
Yes, and I would agree because I am a strong female that doesn't like to be put down. And that's very wise of you to listen to women.
Yeah, totally.
So Millicent said one last question, but she's very shy. She doesn't want to ask you guys, but Demon, I will ask for you. She wrote this to me. She sent it to me right here in the email right here. We got, if we were to start in an adult film, what would the title be and what would our plot entail? Don't worry, it's all for comedic effect. For suitor number 1, 2, and 3. She wants to know. She really wants to know. So number one.
Dude, I have no idea. What would it be called? And then what's
the plot?
Gotta have a plot.
What's the title and the plot?
You gotta get the audience in. Gotta have a plot.
I don't know about title, but it could be a pizza delivery.
Oh, dude!
I don't know about the plot. I guess special delivery. There's a title.
Bigfoot pizza delivery.
There you go.
All right, number two.
Mine would be called Pumping Irene, and it would be set in a gym.
Yeah. Working out together.
Oh, yeah.
Some
Irene would be the star, of course.
Of course, yes. Yes. Yeah. All right, and suitor number three. She's dying to know. She really wants to know. She's a little shy, as you could tell.
Little Mermaid or something? I don't know. Stepsisters?
What?
Oh my god.
I don't know, dude.
Did we just become best friends?
Perfect. Well, Millicent,
Prestige Worldwide.
You have asked to your heart's content. You've gotten every answer possible from these excellent suitors right here, every single one of them. There has to be one that you choose. Who is the one? Which one is for you, the man of your dreams? Is it going to be suitor number one? Suitor number two, yeah. Or suitor number three?
Yes, sir. Oh, it's so hard. I don't know how I'm going to choose. You guys seem like wonderful people, human beings, wonderful human beings, and delightful.
So hard.
And you really know how to speak well. Anyway, I decided I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I'm going to die alone.
Well, gentlemen, you guys suck. I'm sorry. You're going to spend Valentine's Day on your own, just with Pamela.
Pamela Henderson.
Rosie. First round's on me, guys. First round's on me.
Well... that's the end of the show. Thank you. Tune back for next year on Valentine's Day when the show makes its triumphant return. Thank you for watching. Millicent, you're lovely. Thank you. Well, gentlemen, that was fun, entertaining, very sexy. Let's give it one last time for Millicent. She was amazing. Oh, she was great.
Yes, thank fantastic. You. Thank you.
Yes, hello. Thank you.
It is now time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesafiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash, video games, anime, movies. Just have a good time. We have a good laugh. We talk shit. Just loads of fun. Come check us out. If you want to listen to us on the go, Minarum, where can they find us?
Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts will be discontinued. YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pandora.
Oh, sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet, sweet Pandora.
So sweet.
Love Pandora.
So sweet.
Bullshit. Never say anything bad about that.
Sweet, sweet Pandora.
So sweet. So sweet. I think Frank the Tank. Oh, so sweet on my lips.
If you want to send us an email, everything is in the description down below. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you thought. If you liked it, give us a big thumbs up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
It's Minarum signing out.
Evil Ash out.
Catch you on the next one. The final question, gentlemen. What is it going to be?
Did you send me a final question? Because I already told you I'm not reading the other three.
You got to read them. It's the final round. It's the final round. Do it just for us. I want Eric.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. That's the oldest trick in the book, dude.
What? I want Eric. I want Eric.
Come on, man. I don't want to read the last three. I'm definitely not reading seven.
Guys, they rate it R. Guys,
come on, man.
Do you want these last three to be read?
I'm not reading.
Guys,
how bad is it?
Yes. Yes.
It can't be that bad.
I mean, one of them's like, if we were making Whoopi, what sounds would you make? Come on.
Really? Oh yeah. Hotter.
Oh man. Number one. That's a great question. What sound number one?
He said moo.
The only other one is super cheesy anyway.